Something else in this paragraph of the Shema which is really worthy of consideration, and if you have a look, you'll see that it flips or alternates, if you like, between the singular and the plural. V'haya im shamoya tishmoa mitzvaysai is clearly plural. V'lasati metar artzachem b'itoi yereo malkosh, plural. T'gan chavisirosh chavitzarecha, singular. Masdeis of Salchadavim Techa, singular, of Achalt of Savata, Shamu Lachem, Pen Yiftel of Alchem, plural. Sar Tamavatim Lemachem, plural. So, it's flitting between the singular and the plural, though primarily this parak is in the plural. The question is why? So, if Shimshon Falhash says, the fact that the prosperity of your land depends, the fact is that the prosperity of your land depends solely on your moral behavior. This is an idea that we've been talking about before. But here's the point. Excuse me. The alternation between singular and plural forms of address in the preceding psukim indicate that it's not sufficient that the nation as a whole obeys the mitzvahs. Rather, the nation in the plurality of all of its members has to fulfill Hashem's Torah. Im shamaya tishmu. Each individual, wherever they may be, is obligated to do their part in carrying out the common task. How does the bracha then come? The blessing will come as matar artzachem. And the very fulfillment of your task requires you never lose sight of the bond that unites you all. As a national union, and for the sake of the national unity, each individual shall gather in his share of the national prosperity. Vasafta deganecha. In the singular. Since the prosperity of your land depends solely on your moral behavior. Therefore, Hishamu Lachem, guard yourselves for your own sakes, remain solely under the influence of your own knowledge and your own experience. Remove every influence that will restrain you from your destiny. It's a very important point. Number one is that every single individual is a critical component part of Klal Yisrael. It's not just enough to have the majority of the nation walking in a certain way. Ish bal yeda. No one should be missing. There are no spare parts in Hashem's world. Every single member of Klal Yisrael is essential. They have a role to play. Klal Yisrael is lacking without them. We have a responsibility to reach out to them, to connect them to this. We have a responsibility to enable them to fulfill their role as being essential parts of Klal Yisrael. But society is not just a collection of individuals. It's far greater than that. There's a unity that is built from the collection, the sum total of individuals, which creates a power and a koyach that is far greater than everyone that makes it up. That's Klal Yisrael. And therefore, the trajectory of the nation comes as a result of where the nation is as a whole. The prosperity of the land depends on our moral behavior. So it's two things. Realizing how every individual is vital, and realizing that there is a concept called Knesset Yisrael, or Klal Yisrael, which is this singular unit of the common collective identity and destiny of the tzibur.